You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. This week, commentator Dr. Cheryl White takes us back to July of 1937 for the mystery surrounding the disappearance of Amelia Earhart.
Among the unsolved historical mysteries of the 20th century is that involving the fate of Amelia Earhart, determined to become the first woman to fly around the world in 1937. In fact, she had already made a name for herself as the first woman to fly across the Atlantic Ocean. It was an age when aviation was not that old, when it still captivated the imagination because of the novelty of human flight, but it was primarily a man's domain. Amelia Earhart set out to change that, and her pioneering spirit would have certainly been enough to place her name in the history books of the future. The world was following her, marveling at not only the wonder of flying around the world, but the fact that a woman was piloting an airplane. However, her disappearance over the Pacific Ocean in July of 1937, along with her navigator, Fred Noonan, has instead become the most common association that students of history have to make to her name. Theories abound to explain what may have become of her and her aircraft, and throughout the decades since, there have been no shortage of ideas. When she and Noonan took off from New Guinea in the South Pacific, headed for Howland Island in her Lockheed Electra, vast expanses of ocean stretched out before them, and the departure from New Guinea was the last time she was ever seen. She was in radio contact with a Coast Guard vessel, the Itasca, patrolling near Howland Island with a report that she believed she was running low on fuel and needed to land. And then, radio silence. Nothing. The earliest theory that emerged was the logical one, that with an aircraft out of fuel, she crashed into the Pacific Ocean, presumably dead. Since no trace of her aircraft was ever found, it didn't take long for other theories to emerge. As we humans are wont to do with a mystery such as this one, some posited that Earhart and Noonan had managed to land on a tiny uncharted island a few hundred miles from their intended destination of Howland, and that they lived as castaways. This theory explains the lack of visible plane wreckage by the fact that it simply washed away with the tides and probably lies in pieces at the bottom of the Pacific Ocean. Another theory claimed that Earhart was so far off course that she ended up 1,000 miles away in the Marshall Islands and subsequently taken prisoner by the Japanese. It is a popular theory made more compelling by the fact that witnesses claim to have seen a plane crash, and the islands even issued a special stamp to commemorate the 50th anniversary of her doomed flight. A recent major documentary even asserts this by producing a 1938 photograph of a woman sitting on a dock near a Japanese ship, her back turned to the camera, that the producers claim could be Earhart. The photograph is indeed of a woman very much alive, but it cannot be proven to be Amelia Earhart. And so the question begs, why would she have made no attempt to contact the United States? Well, theorists continue, maybe she was a spy and taken prisoner by the Japanese. This tragic, unanswered story is just the kind that begs us to fill in the blanks. We want to know the end of the story. In the absence of documented historical proof, that's right, we make up our own. The unfinished story of such a remarkable life is history seeking conclusions, seeking to complete the record and narrative for future generations. For now, what became of this courageous young female aviator remains a mystery, and perhaps she would not be unhappy about that. After all, her name is among the most instantly recognizable among the icons of American culture and history.
Dr. Cheryl White is an associate professor in the Department of History and Social Sciences at LSUS, and she can be heard each Thursday morning at 7:45 on Red River Radio.